Alright guys, it's Mike 5 from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce this week's part 1 of the New Music Saturday podcast. A little bit later than usual, we had a similar recording issue to the previous week, and once again a massive thank you to St. Martin who stepped in and managed to piece the bits of the show back together from the back end of the system. We think it's fixed now, we think it won't happen again. In part 1, you've got an amazing part 1 and loads of kick-ass tunes. The last one is just fantastic, proper thrash metal. Before that, we've got an interview with Trench Gun. Now, unfortunately, something that we did lose in this process of not recording properly is we only got the first 15 minutes of that interview, and there was a massive delay on it, and St. Martin has done some incredible work to piece that together and make it sound vaguely normal, more like it did on the live show, hopefully. So, sorry you don't get the whole thing, we just don't have the files, but thank you to St. Martin for sorting it out, because we wouldn't have a show at all if it wasn't for them. So really, really appreciate that. You're going to love part 1, regardless of that small technical error. So I'm going to let you get off and listen to that, because it's going to be something that you're going to be rocking to for a very long time, I suspect. Enjoy, guys, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is J. Pablo Torres, singer guy for Trench Gun, and you are listening to New Music Saturday with Doc Bones and Mike 5.
Bitches!
Welcome to New Music Saturday, hashtag NMS. Myself, Dr. Bones, a doctor of many things, but not a medical doctor. And of course, with me as always is my partner in crime, sometimes fashionably late, not too bad tonight, but Mike 5.
I mean, I was fairly late, to be fair.
Well, a bit.
Not too bad. I tell you what, man, right, just listening to that intro song, I absolutely love that intro, and there is nothing that gives me greater pleasure in the world than hearing someone sing my name. That's fucking brilliant. Every time it just makes me happy.
Literally singing your praises, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, love it.
And man, the countdown double-crossing went from 5 to 1 like that. That's like, what?
Yeah.
And let's welcome our musical guest, Trench Gun.
Hey. I saw the 5, and I shut up. Oh, I forgot. Hello, mate.
I love it. Do you have a sort of a broad range of English accents, or just the one? I'm interested to know.
Every now and then, I could do a Birmingham. If you've ever been to Birmingham, you know that they talk like this.
That's brilliant. I'm very impressed with that. That's very, very good.
Thank you. I actually got to meet somebody from Birmingham last night.
You met someone from Birmingham last night?
Yeah. I went to go see Godflesh.
Yeah.
Godflesh. And yeah, they're from Birmingham. They're both from Birmingham. And I spoke with their bassist for a few minutes, and I was trying not to giggle the entire time because I make fun of the accent so much. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. You know, we wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you guys. And I was like,
how's your Canadian? Can you do a Canadian accent?
All I know is like basic. My knowledge of Canadian accents comes from South Park. So. Can you tell us what you're talking about? It's a boot respect. It's a boot.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's about it.
Can you do that again? I was using the cry boot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's just do this tonight. We don't even need to talk about music. Right? Let's just do accents all night.
Just like anywhere else, you know. I mean, the further it goes west, it gets kind of thick in some cases, and And but it's kind of funny because of some of the South Park accents, that's pretty much Saskatchewan. Oh, I don't know. Come on, then. Let's go off and hop in the car. you know. And the funny thing is my friend Nikki. My friend Nikki is from Saskatchewan. She's from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, right? So, oh, she does like that. It's like, oh, how's it going? It was a good day. You know, the girls and I went out. Like,
oh, wow. Brilliant. She sounds like she was cast in Fargo.
That's east, right? So, Maine's over New Hampshire. Maine is over New Brunswick. And Dakotas are like a little bit further east than that. So,
fair play. You're just saying things that mean nothing to me at this point. I don't really understand.
and meanwhile, I'm like, I know where that's at. I've never been there.
But man, the only one thing that drives me crazy at the East Coast is they like to put a TH where there's no TH. Instead of height, they say height. It's not height, it's height. Like, and it just drives me nuts.
It happens here too, though, in LA.
So that was my first question, right? So you're in LA, which is like the but LA is like the rock and roll, like, fucking Hall of Fame these days. There's so much going on in LA. So what's it like out there? How's it going?
Fucking shit. We're still on the cutting edge of music. But it's not as rock centered as it used to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it more like synth and electropop or like
it's more how can I put it? All right. Take Florence and the Machine and add in some hip hop, and that's the current state of alternative here.
Oh, all right.
Okay, all right. I could probably go with that. I think that could be quite cool.
It's not bad. It's just that's where it is.
Yeah.
See, you've been really busy recently with lots of. Obviously, you did an album for Album Writing Club, which is fantastic. Right. Can't really say any more about that because I haven't because I can't. But it's brilliant. And generally, you seem to be constantly writing and recording and throwing more stuff out there. So, what's the current state of play? What's the focus at the moment, and your plans for the next half of the year and all that sort of stuff?
A lot of our music is informed by current events lately.
Okay,
and it looks like I might have to return to the war metal scene. Because of current events in the Baltic states, in the Ukraine and Crimea, Russia, there's a lot going on in the world that really does inform what I'm doing. You can see my elderly mother trying to hurry the fuck out of the room. See that? See her go? She's pretty quick.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh shit! You're doing something.
sorry.
Right. There's that whole thing. The return to war metal might happen sooner than, because that's how Trench Gun was born in the first place. It was supposed to be strictly about World War One,
mm-hmm. Right?
And now it's everything, including my own mental health crises or personal issues, or now probably going to make a return to the war metal motif.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, there's a lot. That's the interesting thing. Like, I was going to ask you about that because the name is very, kind of war metal, right? It's pretty straight up. But it's kind of interesting because, I think both lyrically and musically and, production and everything, I think there's, like, since I first heard you to today, which probably isn't that great a length of time, I feel like there's been a huge, sway of different things coming out, and it's all been really interesting. It's all, it's all different. It's all good, which helps. But it's just been, it's been a fantastic kind of journey. I can't think when we first came across you. I know this time last year, or just before this time last year, you're in the Album Writing Club, and I can't remember if we knew each other before or not. But what's the history of Trench Gun? How long have you been going, and who's in the band? Is it just you, or the others as well? Or tell us about it.
So myself and my buddy John Lucero, we share a first name. John and I were in a band together in the early '90s. So John and I were working in the early 90s, and then we all went our separate ways and from that band. And then in 2006 or so, he started asking me to rejoin him in what he was doing, and I couldn't commit at the time. And I basically told him, no, I can't do a project right now, well into late 2015, and that's when I finally said, okay, I can do something now. So we did like a prog metal thing for about 5 or 6 years. And then one drunken evening, we decided to just make this huge list of potential band names and song names and see what kind of weird combination we could come up with. And one of them was, I said, because I'm a military veteran and I'm a historian. I'm actually a trained historian, believe it or not. I suggested Trench Gun because of the history of the combat shotgun from 1897 onward. And you know, we're all drunk and like, yeah, that sounds like a fucking great idea. And so Trench Gun was born that way. Now with the birth of Trench Gun, we needed a theme song, sort of, and so we came up with the name for a song. It was Bayonet Ballet, and I wrote that song, and then he wrote the drum parts and the bass line, and that's how Trench Gun started.
Absolutely fantastic. Nice. What a brilliant way to start a band.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Well, I was thinking about this, this is a while ago, but because of Pawn Stars, I saw a Gatla gun, and... Mm. Holy crap, man! That thing is lethal. It's like a machine gun, but it goes around in circles. But the firepower it has, holy crap!
if Trench Gun was a band in a different era, what era would it be? So, like, if you could go, actually, we'd be a great band in, you know, the Old West or whatever. But if Trench Gun was a band in a different era, what era would you choose? And also, what would be your weapon of choice?
I think we could go medieval and we could say ballista.
I think medieval metal is such a fantastic idea. I think you'd be amazing.
I banged my head on a medieval castle.
You did.
Airedale Castle, to be exact.
You could have great songs, though. You could have great songs like the Battle of Tours, you know, where the Muslim invasion of Western Europe was stopped at the Battle of Tours in right along the Pyrenees, right there between Spain and France. You know, that's the kind of themology, the kind of motif.
Well, on that note, maybe it's a good time to play the song. Is it?
Probably. We'll be right back. Spooky. That was a Trench Gun and You Have No Rights mixed by one blind mouse, and it's called the No Wrongs mix. But wow, I don't even know where to start. Like, really, yeah, between like thrash metal, like heavy industrial, and just a tripped out fucking mix. Like, I'm not sure quite how to follow this. like, absolutely loved it, but it's like,
I do love that you went for the crazy fucked up One Blind Mouse remix to open the show. That's brilliant. It's so fucking good.
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's all good. But yeah, no, what a great guy. I mean, you know, the output, the sheer volume of music, and the just right. You know, the fact that it's all really good is absolutely fantastic. I love it. And that One Blind Mouse remix is just ridiculous again.
Jesus. So like, wow.
so messed up. It's brilliant.
Right?
So yeah. Brilliant. Love
so
it,
man, next up to kick off part one post interview is a brand new song by Pinhead Larry. And Matt's already sent a message for interviews over for the next four songs, so like August, December, July, I think.
Nice.
So anyway, I give him a few dates, so we should be able to set them up. And just, you know, on the 15th of July, I will not be around because I'm going to see Billy Talent, a local Canadian punk band, and at Rock the Park. So plus, like, Cypress Hill and a few other cool things. Yeah. So, but next up, we have a band. Like I said, they have a brand new song called Pinhead Larry, and I did email them about an interview in July, I think the 22nd, to get them on to talk about this song. It's called Living Life Like Larry. Dig this. Heavy Blink influence on it for sure. But a great tune. This tune came out on the 22nd, so, and Matt sent over to us right away.
Yeah, that is a fantastic tune. Sorry if I look a little bit distant, it's because I got so excited during that tune I accidentally threw my beer all over the laptop.
Okay, yeah. So I saw something go over like that.
Yeah, so just wiping that up as we speak. Yeah, that was fantastic. It was, I mean, what more can I say? It was good enough that I just threw beer everywhere. But yeah, no, great tune. Absolutely fantastic tune. Love it. Punk, obviously. Love these guys. It's fucking everywhere. It just keeps appearing. Anyway, so... Great. Love it. Very good.
All right, well, next up, we're going to play a brand new song by Clubber Lang and a song called 100 Years. Dig this. Chats with the turncoat. Pretty heavy, man. That because like when I first heard that coming by surprise, like holy god, that was like nice.
Sorry,
I can't get it off mute
because the mouse
came on.
Damn it! I'm trying to wipe off the beer. I've got fucking baby wipes now. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry.
I literally couldn't press the mute button. Yeah, that was excellent. That was a fucking brilliant tune. They will be surprised with this review, but what I would say is that it's great music for wiping beer off of your desk and laptop too. It's brilliant. I had a little bit of a headbang while I was cleaning.
Coffee, beer, coffee, beer, ear. B-E, no, T-O-B-E.
Maybe I'll be better off drinking coffee when I do this. I think
it's a bad idea. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, the pig off the leg. So, actually, just to bring us our next tune, this is totally, totally off topic. It's like a very extremely random sidetrack. But this past Tuesday night when I went into work, I'm usually at that time, it's 8 o'clock. Usually the last flight's already gone out, so it's pretty empty, right? But there's a right. still whack ton of people in there. I was like, oh, this is weird. I feared the big flight was delayed. And it was canceled, so everybody was trying to get lifts back to where they were seeing relatives or what have you, right? But what had happened is when the plane came in, the plane had already landed, but when it came down the leading line, so like pulling to its car spot, to its parking spot, there was a fuel truck there, and it clipped the fuel truck. So a piece of the wing broke off, and it put a gash about 3-4 feet long.
What?
So, yeah, so the plane didn't go anywhere for about 3 days because they ordered the piece from Seattle, from Boeing, and get the tool to fix it. So,
wow, that's insane.
So apparently it was on the news too. I mean, I didn't think it would be, but it was apparently. So, because a friend of mine, somebody's like, "Oh yeah, well, I saw it last night." He's like, "Oh really? Okay." Well, anyways, point being is the fuel company's trying to blame on the ramp crew. The ramp crew's trying to blame the fuel company. The fuel truck was parked at the wrong gate, but since I have worked baggage for a nut for a long time, but different number of years part time. Yeah. Knowing that out there, it was their fault because the person marshaling in the plane, and there's a marshaler and two wing walkers. So the side that the truck was on, the wing walker should have noticed, and so should the marshaler. The marshaler is supposed to be observing the entire thing from wing tip, right? So and the wing walkers walking alongside the plane or have their wands up saying yes, it's all clear. If they see anything wrong, then they grab both ones and put an X to tell the marshal to stop right away, get the plane to stop. So,
right.
You know, yeah. I mean, it doesn't affect me whatsoever, but in my opinion, it is a ramp crew's fault. It sucks, but that's something you should have been watching for. So.
Yeah, fair. I blame the government.
Yeah, totally their fault.
Yeah, just because. Yeah. It's probably like there's probably someone there, you know, on the ramp crew or whatever, and it'll go into like an investigation and whatever, and they'll just be like, "It's my first day."
Yeah. What do you have to see for you? It's my first day. Well, right then, sure. This is Homer Simpson. Been working Central 7G for 10 years. What is it for you? It's my first day.
I like the penguins in the war games. Thing,
oh,
right?
Man. Still, one of my favorite all-time scenes is when Homer quits and he's sitting with Burns in that little cart and he's banging his head like a bongo. And Burns goes, "I want to react to, but I'm paralyzed with rage." Kills me every time.
Fantastic.
So back to music. So actually this kind of works because the next band's called Emergency Break.
There you go.
And the song's called It's Over. Dig this.
Oh,
right on Emergency Break with It's Over. That was a badass tune, man. That was a kind of a mix of like a punk and like metal, but that was pretty badass. I really, really enjoyed that tune. And just a quick step back to I thought that's the first time that I was singing this again during the interview. And because since Trench comes from LA, there's the Goldfinger song, Fuck LA. You know, Fuck LA! Yeah. But yeah, Emergency Break, man, that was a kick-ass, badass fucking punk tune, man. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was kind of like if the Streets became a garage punk band, it sounded a little bit like that. The vocal had that, you know, British bit of swagger, mate, going on, which is pretty cool. yeah, brilliant. I really enjoyed that. That's a great tune. I definitely want to hear more from them.
A little bit of swagger.
A little bit of swag.
Oh,
all right, mate, how's it going, mate?
That was pretty funny, like, because like I think of like the Liverpool accent, which is obviously a little bit thicker, and but you know what, like my mind automatically goes to the Beatles right away because they're from Liverpool. At the same time too, is when right. when I've interviewed Joe Symes, when I've interviewed Andy and Colin, they're both from Liverpool, so yeah. You can tell right away because the accent's thicker, right? But I remember, I think I talked about this a number of years ago, but when I first started doing the podcast, a lot of the bands I interviewed were from the UK. And a lot of times what I do is ask my friend Wendy, which you met Wendy, so.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So I asked Wendy, I said, well, they're from this. She said, well, what area are they from? I told her what area. Okay, well, expect this. So she always give me a heads up. I never had any issues. I mean, it was never like that thick that I couldn't understand, you know?
Yeah.
I just want a bit of a heads up just in case. So if I know, like, I mean, I always pay close attention, but if I really need to put my ear kind of down to the ground, make sure I got this right. So
yeah.
Well, because I just feel rude if I have to ask the person to say it again, right? I mean.
Oh yeah, I mean.
With me, I expect it. I talk fast and mumble. I get it. So
it's a lethal combination, that one. Talk fast and mumble.
Right. Well, you don't think Sarah would have initially agreed if she knew what I said, right? So. wait, what?
Oh, dear. So, but yeah, no, it's. I'm similar with Liverpudlian accents, I find quite. Like, I can understand it, but sometimes it's quite difficult. But there's a few. Like when you go down to the southwest, it's totally different. It's like proper sort of farmer, you know, almost like pirate speak. Sometimes it's quite takes a bit of getting used to. And if anyone in the southwest is listening to this, going, "That's really offensive," I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Whatever.
Sorry.
It's supposed to be offensive.
Well, anyway, yeah. Well, it's just like right now. I mean, there's been brush fires and. There's talk that, or I guess it has happened, that there's been some arson stuff that set them, sort of thing. And
really,
but apparently, but this is not confirmed. This is just speculation. So,
right.
But it was funny because like, not funny, but kind of like, point being is there's forest fires in northern Ontario and a little bit in Quebec, and for about a 2 or 3 days, we had thick air levels because of smoke. You know, I didn't really notice it, to be honest with you, but I was just thinking because Quebec already does not want to be a part of Canada. So I was thinking like I was telling a friend like, and I said like, no, this is probably exactly what Quebec's thinking right now. Oh, the fucking English love because they try to take our language and now they get the fucking forest fire. Why can't we be bought not part of Canada?
I didn't know Quebec didn't want to be part of Canada. They want to break away.
It's been an ongoing thing for years, man. There's been two referendums. There was one in the 70s and one in 94. And both times they lost. And in 94, when they lost, it was a very, very close margin, surprisingly. Very close. It was like, it was like 50 to like 40.5%. And the premier of Quebec at the time lost his job pretty much right after, not because he lost the referendum, only because he got shit-faced and then went on live TV and blamed it on politics and the Jews for some reason.
Oh, Christ.
So it's like you're an idiot. Like, so that did him in right away. It's like, and of course, now we're all at home watching this. Everybody's like, oh my God, what? Really? Did he just say that? Like, what is wrong with this guy, right? So, anyways, so
who was the mayor in Canada that was like going out and buying crack and all that sort of stuff?
What's his name? Because they're brothers. Because one's the mayor of Toronto right now, and it was his brother that was high coke. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember his name, but I'll have to remember that. But yeah, he passed because of an OD, pretty much. But.
Oh, did he die? I don't know.
Yeah,
that.
No, a number of years ago. It wasn't too much longer after that came out that he OD'd, unfortunately, so.
Oh, shit, man.
But I can't... Oh, I can't
Ford. Rob Ford.
Ford, yeah. No, Rob Ford, yeah. Because Doug's his brother, who's the mayor of Toronto right now.
Right.
But yeah, Rob, unfortunately, had a bad problem, and unfortunately, did him in. Like, it's sad, but, you know.
Oh man! Oh well, now I feel bad for bringing it up. Don't smoke crack, guys.
Oh no!
Don't smoke crack.
You sound the water boy with Charles Sprewell, and he brings that Adam Sandler. He goes, "Well, he goes, you run, you tackle the guy," which brings me to the next point, John. Don't smoke crack. And the irony being is he was actually busted for smoking crack.
So, oh shit!
Yeah. So,
oh man.
But anyway, so. There you go. I mean, it's right now. It's such a shit show going on, right? It just like I'm not going to get into it, but between our liberal and conservative government, you know, conservatives are wanting to make the change unnecessary, and the liberals are just shooting us in the foot, left, right, and center. But I'm not going to get into that. But either way, you look at the news, you're just kind of roll your eyes, like, oh, what now? You know, like,
what next, damn it?
Exactly. Oh, we've gone up another couple of percentage points. Awesome, that's amazing. Thank you. Yeah. Things are expensive as they are now, but thanks, we appreciate it. So, you know, because the carbon tax is helping climate control. So, you know. okay, I'll stop because I just. We're here for the music, not for that, bullshit. So, all right. So, next up, we have a new song by the Final Clause of Tactus and a song called Sniper. Dig this. play on the final cause of Tactus with Sniper, man. That was a badass tune. And honestly, it reminded me of old Chili Peppers, like Uplift Muffle Party Plan. You know, like that was a badass tune. Like, it was so cool. Loved it. Fucking loved it. Because we have their whole album, so we'll be playing it week after week. So.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Yeah, they just, you know, there's a Chili Peppers and a Rage Against the Machine thing in
there.
Well,
yeah, because People of the Sun. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm sure we'll come back to those two references time after time with this band, because that's, you know, it's right in the heart of it. But it's so good. It's just brilliant, and it's fresh, and it's new, and it's exciting. And, yeah, I don't know. That guitarist is pretty patient as well, because I can't imagine playing that same riff over and over again and not being tempted to do anything else. But he just lets it go while the bass player does his thing, and the singer does his thing, and the drummer does his thing. And he's like, he's just like, yeah, all right, I keep doing it. It's good. Great patience. I love it.
Right on. Well, next up, we have a band called A Cause in Distress, and the song's called Awake. Oh, sorry, Asleep. Dig this. the song right after is called Awake. Why? So.
Yeah.
With Asleep. What another great tune that was, man. I really enjoyed it. I love the kind of harmonic vocals. Really badass. And I did shut the camera off briefly so I could run to the washroom real quick. So, what a great tune. And yeah, just like, I love it, man. We've had such a heavy, cool part one. It's going to get better and better. And just, if you guys noticed, like last week, I'm wearing another traditional East Indian scarf. So,
Yeah, it's very cool. I like it.
The second one, so I sent a pic to my friend Yogi, who brought them back from India for me. And I was talking, I talked to my friend Neil at work, and he said that actually, that I mean, when you wear a scarf, you're matching your better half's partner, or whatever, like a dress sort of thing. And he said, a lot of times you actually put it on your head, it's almost like a scarf, but you actually like tied to the side, so it's hanging down. Like here's like, oh really? And he showed me a picture. He goes, check this out. It's like, oh cool. So I guess, yeah, I guess it's not just around the neck, but you can actually put it on your head and put it to the side, so it's the long piece like hanging down on this side. So.
Nice.
So yeah, well, I'm
so wondering... it's supposed to match your partner's dress. Does that mean I have to wear a red dress for the show
next time? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because technically we're partners in this, I suppose. I don't think it probably means that, but yeah. Okay.
Well, in the sense. But either way,
such a shame about the distance, man.
Right. But anyway, a big thank you and a shout out to Yogi, Yogesh, for upping that for me. I really appreciate that. So, and like he asked me the day, it's like, oh yes, I've worn them a couple times. So I finally sent him pictures. Like this is me wearing it for the, cause I did it for the video too, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, of course, yeah.
Like I mean, I like the diversity and trying to discover, I guess learn about different cultures, right? And the next one up is my old boss Osama. He's a Palestinian, mm-hmm. And I said, well, next time if you go, even though he transferred to a different branch, I said, next time you go, could you get me like an authentic kind of Palestinian scarf, right? So the ones that kind of hang like that. So, and so yeah. But either way, it's nice. Like I said, they're nice. They're nice. You and I we're working together, and he explained me to certain things like the kutu, which is like the kind of the big kind of like it's like a big shirt. It's got the V neck right here, right? And I can't remember what the scarf's called, but I'll check the text. But anyway, so explain to me and how it works, like, and it's really cool stuff, you know. Like, and it's like I like learning about new stuff like that, so.
I'll have to send you a traditional British scarf, which will be a football scarf, probably.
Right. Well, we've got traditional Canadian soccer, the Toronto Machine, right?
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, he still wears that. It's quite small on him now, but he still wears
it. Right. Well, we'll upgrade to a bigger size. But either way, Cause of Distress in His Sleep was a great tune. Loved it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a brilliant tune. That was a bit of a heavy indie banger, wasn't it? It was just, right in your face. Cool vocal. Nice. I don't know if it was just a reverb or delay or whatever. It was a nice effect on the vocal, which is cool. But, yeah, really like that. Very, very cool tune.
Right on. Well, next up, we have a band called Echo Ladies. The song's called Awake. Dig this.
I'm not afraid to die.
Echo Lays with Awake. What a great tune. I mean, I just happened to fall asleep very well. But great tune nonetheless. I love the vocals again. I mean, that definitely had some Pixies feel to it for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definite Pixies in there. That was a great tune. It was just, yeah, I really, really enjoyed that, to be honest with you. It's just head bobbing all the way. Loved it.
All right, I'll just give you one moment here. Got the next few songs here because I didn't get to it yet. So just me 2 moments, please and thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 moments. Seeing as it's you.
Oh, right on.
If there's anyone else, I'll be like, nah, you can have 1 moment max. But for you, you can have a couple, mate.
Nice. Okay,
right. There isn't a follow up to that.
No. Is there a follow up? No.
No.
I always remember that from Archer when they're on that boat before they go below on the submersive and Charlotte Brothers like is there a follow up to that? You know, no, I just want to use your imaginations. You know, like,
Oh man, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. What we've got coming up then now when it loads up, is this a Apricity, is that the one?
Let's see 1 second here. Okay, no, the next one up, yes, is a Pristine. It's called Alice in Wonderland. Dig this.
Where he cooks and cleans, always says what he means, talks about my dreams and shares his
Prissy with Alice in Wonderland. What a great tune that was. And it's not Alice in Wonderland, it's Alice in Wonderland. But great tune, love the vocals, very powerful, and just like a great alternative slash hard rock tune.
Yeah, proper good, isn't it? It's just, yeah, I like it. Lyrically, I thought it was very good. Musically, it was excellent. It's just a great tune. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was awesome.
Right on. Well, next up, we have a new song by a band called TV Sex... TV Sex Death, and a song called Spirit Pumped. In brackets, it's all in your head. This. Too, man. Wow.
Yeah, that was cool, wasn't it? That was just like in your face. Yeah, that kind of punky bedroom garagey fucking rock and roll shit was awesome. Absolutely love that. It was it reminded me of what's the name of that band? The Melvins.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which is proper good. Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, just one thing here. Just fish tweeting, and also next up we have brand new Titanosaur, and song called Free Your Mind. Dig this.
We'll be right back.
that was Titanic's Roar to Free Your Mind, and that was just heavy as fuck. I love the growling voice that Jeff has, like, and he wrote these two songs. Well, this song and the last song we played last week pretty quickly, but he's like, "Oh yeah, check this out. Here's a code." It's like, "Oh nice, right on." So, but man, yeah. This is so heavy. absolutely love it, yeah, man.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. He's just like awesome, isn't he? His voice is brilliant and powerful and cuts right through. Just the musicality, the way those riffs kind of link together and form the song. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I love him.
Well, two more moments here is going to look more of my songs up here. So, maybe.
Awesome. Good plan. Good plan.
Gilbert Gottfried. Awesome. Hello, Peter. Are you still doing stand up? Actually, yes.
Brilliant.
Oh, and again, online because of the tragedy of the submersive sinking or imploding, right? Like, oh, the Simpsons did it again. It's like, oh, like, it's really, it's called creative writing. It was not predicted. For the last time, it's called creative writing for a reason. They didn't predict it. It just, shit happens. Like, oh, holy fuck. Holy fuck.
Yeah, calm down, guys. Calm down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
that was bad, actually, that, like, obviously the submarine thing was bad, but I thought what was particularly bad was fucking, you know, you had all these people that were like, there was memes and all sorts of shit, and basically because there are rich people on it, everyone was like having a go, and you're just like,
oh no. Man, there's tons. It's like, holy crap, that was quick. Like,
yeah. It's like, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not a fan of rich people, but at the end of the day, like, one of those kids was 19 years old.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Fucking tragic. Like, it's not something you just like, oh, this is funny. It's like, it's not funny. People are dying.
There's still people, yeah. Right? So.
Exactly, it's fucking horrendous. It's like, wow, that's, that got dark quickly.
Right. Bad. Okay. Yeah. Alright, well, let's get back to the music. And oh my god.
Yeah, sorry, no,
it's not just that. The next song up, the next band up is a band called Runt, and the song's called Butcher. Dig this.
Save them all!
on what a kick-ass heavy tune that was. That was Runt with Butcher. And Butcher!
What a
yeah, man, that was a great tune. Loved it. Because we played a song by them last week as well. But great tune.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was big, in-your-face, heavy, fucking metal rock and roll. It was great. I enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah. And you know what? We're actually doing pretty well for time. We have four songs left. So next up is a band called Swarm 6 with a song called Death Grip. Do this. I remember when I was 15, when metal lost my identity. I was cool back then, not like I am now. I've got two foot in the grave, I'm alive somehow. I've got a gun in my mouth, and I know it don't taste sour. I'm awake more than I sleep, and I can't believe you turn up in my dreams, haunting me, facing me, taunting me. All I think is I'm now a man, I'm under the dish. I talk you a ditch, talk you a ditch. If you don't wanna take the hint, don't take the hit. Don't take the hit, don't take the hit. You can just feel better, that's what they say, that's what they say. That's what they say. Swarm 6 with Death's Grip. What a great routine that was, man. And just getting better and better and heavier. But yeah, Swarm 6. Like, awesome band. But it's Swarm, obviously how it's spelled. But it's the number 6, IX. Swarm 6, so.
Yeah.
But nice. Badass tune.
Yeah, it's a great tune. It's really kind of fucking, like, dark, isn't it? Like, it's just like, it starts off and it's got that reload when I was 15. Like, ooh.
Okay, okay. Proper dark.
Yeah, alrighty then. Yeah, it's cool. I love it. It's really good.
Right on, man. Well, next up we have a song by a band called Next Door to Heaven, a song called Commotion. Dig this. Was Next Door to Heaven with Commotion. Like, my god, like, that was amazing. The double kick, holy fuck, man. Like, wow. Like what a great heavy badass tune, man.
Yeah, that was fantastic, wasn't it? Really, really good tune. Just had, yeah, everything you wanted in it. It was just, again, it was quite dark, it was intense, it was in your face. It was, yeah, I love that. It's a brilliant tune. Really enjoyed that.
Right on, man. We have two parts on the two here for tonight. Next time is the band called Lavrai and a song called The Fall from Grace. Take this.
Yeah. local mouths, there were no turning back. Oh, this sad will be ground.
Oh my god, was that ever fucking heavy. That was Lavry with Fall from Grace, and what powerful vocals, holy Christ. And we had someone join us briefly called Only the Next, and he kind of popped up on the screen and disappeared, but thanks for joining us. But
I think, yeah, there's a button you can press where you can like literally appear in the thing rather than just in the chat every now and again someone pops
anyway,
in.
Hello.
I think it's like right next to the button where you just join it normally.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's cool. It's quite nice. It's nice to have friends.
Right?
Yeah, that was a banging tune. That was great. It had a real like 90s vibe. I think it was the bass, the sort of really round, grungy bass tone. It was quite 90s. And the vocal was kind of buried a little bit. But yeah, it's great. Really good tune. Really heavy tune. Yeah, I like the halftime verses. I thought that was a nice touch. Because then the chorus feels like you're fucking on speed or something.
Right.
It was great. It was brilliant. Really
enjoyed it. Our last song for part one, and then we'll take a quick break here, is a band called Onslaught. It's a song called Generation Antichrist. Dig this.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. For many thousands of people here today, this will be an hour of decision. You will never be the same today. Everywhere, young people are discussing Jesus Christ, and they're asking the question, who is he? Who is this Jesus Christ? Well, I want to tell you that Jesus is alive, not much hope for the world. God is alive! The evidence is overwhelming. Jesus
Holy fuck, man. That was Onslaught with Generation Antichrist, and holy shit, man. Man, heavy Slayer influence. That was fucking, oh my god. Holy fuck, man. I heard like Rain of Blood, and oh my, wow. Man, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. That was amazing. Onslaught, oh my god. Like, that was Generation Antichrist by Onslaught. Oh my god. What a fucking...
That was exceptional.
What a superb finish of part one. That was a fucking amazing.
Exceptional. Fucking brilliant. Proper thrash. Fucking... Oh, my God. I loved that. I loved every second of that. The guitar solo was just absolutely, like, what the fuck is going on here? This is insane. And, yeah, just the whole thing. And that really dark riff in the chorus is brilliant. That just worked really, really well. And the rest of it is just like proper thrashing, headbanging, fucking awesome. Couldn't stop moving, mate.
Right?
Just, I couldn't help myself. Brilliant. Makes me wish I hadn't cut my hair off.
All right, so how long of a break, Mike?
Probably about 10 minutes.
All right, so we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Until then... Woo! Shrinky Dink, that! Krieger out!
Krieger out.
We'll be back in 10 minutes, and then Bones out. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Trench Gun. We'll be back in 10 minutes.